You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. We're coming to you from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, as I have with me Courtney Akins, and we're talking about Shoals United Stars. My wife, April, shared with me about Shoals United Stars, and I wanted to talk to Courtney about this special effort, and maybe it's something that you're interested in if you want to make a difference in your community. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Courtney.
Thank you so much.
So let's start from the beginning. I know back in October you shared a post as you were looking for funds to send young people to Tuscaloosa to be able to play, but you also shared how this got started and your passion, your reason behind Shoals United Stars.
Okay. Really, it's all started with my son. I have a son on the autism spectrum, and while he is what you would consider to be high functioning, it's also hard for kids like him to play an organized sport or be involved in something that, you know, he would appear that he would be able to do that. But because of like maybe sensory issues or just not processing things or rules as quickly as everyone else, those types of activities can be a struggle. And so not only for kids who have severe disabilities, but for kids like him who, you know, look to be, you know, like their peers also have struggles as well. There just aren't a lot of opportunities for kids, especially in our area. So really that's where I got the inspiration to just start something for him, for kids with special needs, for kids who have severe needs, moderate, mild, whatever the case may be. And I love sports. I'm a huge sports fan. So combine that with my passion for my son and kids with all types of special needs, that's really where my inspiration came from.
You know, for any of us, the question, why can't I, is a very important question. Why can't I? And then to decide, well, can I really not? Or is there a possibility for me to be able to do what maybe somebody thought I couldn't do?
Yes, definitely. And with this program that I run, it creates a safe space for the kids. You know, you can try. If it doesn't work, that's fine. If you get out there and you have a meltdown, or if you're having a struggle or a sensory overload, it's okay. You know, and it's a safe place for the kids and a safe place for the parents. So you definitely can. You know, there's no you can't with this.
We talked about Todd Tomerlin before the show started, and of course, he has Gage, and him and his wife have raised Gage, and we raised my nephew. And so we're in a community of people who wonder sometimes, what can I do for my child? What can I do for my young person so that they can have the best quality of life for them? Mm-hmm. And parents, I'm sure you've had responses from parents saying thank you, because a lot of us, when we start out on this journey, we don't have a group of people that we can turn to.
Yes.
We feel like sometimes we're the only ones.
Yes.
And once you start to see that there are other people out there, then it changes the game, so to speak.
Yes. And that is another reason why this group is so important to me, the community aspect. And you will hear that from some of the other parents. And I live that journey along with them. So I understand. And they, like I said, it creates a safe space for them. It creates a community. We all can talk. We don't have to feel like we're alone, because being a special needs parent is incredibly isolating and incredibly lonely at times. But, you know, not only do the kids get exercise and they get to, you know, learn social skills and communication skills and teamwork, but our parents have a friend, and our parents have people who really get it. And in this life, that is very important.
And some people are able to just dive in and say, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. They somehow are able to figure out the steps to make it happen. Some people are more reluctant, and they don't just jump in, even though they may have a great idea. For you, I know you said you love sports, but how did you take that leap, that big step into pulling all this together?
That's a great question. I think, you know, when you're a parent, you'll just do just about anything for your kid. And I just have a great support system, too. And I knew that, you know, I have a lot of people in the school system that I know would, you know, jump in and help me with this. I knew kids who would probably participate, and I thought, let's just give it a try. And so what we did when we started, we didn't even really start playing any type of games. We just started gathering together, because, like, I wanted to focus on just having a group, having support for parents, having support for kids. And we just started with basketball skills. So we really met and we just practiced, like, learning how to dribble a basketball, learning how to take turns and throwing the ball to each other. And so we started there and just kind of developed just a time for us to get together. And then it kind of, as we grew in numbers, I thought, okay, we might could take this to the next level and form a team and play some games, because I wanted the kids to feel like they're a part of something. I wanted them to feel like this is really a team, and these are my friends and these are my teammates. And I wanted them to get to experience that in case they never did. But I would just encourage, you know, if you have an idea, just try, you know, just go out there and do it. Because if people know, and they know your purpose and they know your passion for something like this, usually they're really quick to jump on board and support.
Replication is really important, too, that your idea can be replicated somewhere else.
Yes.
I think about that, because not everybody's in the Shoals area, right?
Yes.
And some people are so far away that they can't be a part of this.
Right.
But if it can be replicated, they can build that in their community.
Sure, absolutely. We actually have a couple of players from the Hackleburg and Hayleville area, which is a long drive to practice and games, and they're loyal every time. But yes, if you, like I said, if you just take that leap and you can gain support, I have support from the school systems in all around that allow me to use their facilities. You know, UNA is so supportive of us and allow us to use their facilities, and we attend games, and they highlight my team and, you know, the team in Tuscaloosa. So if you just take that step, someone will reach out and meet you halfway for sure.
This is definitely a different time that we live in for a young person who is on the spectrum, as opposed to, say, 20, 25 years ago, even 30 years ago, that people's attitudes are changing, shifting into what can we do to help them.
Yes.
We have a great effort in Limestone County where the schools are having sensory rooms through Make-A-Way Foundation put into each school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great effort. We've seen people come together to do that. And some people may not know why. Why do we have to have a sensory room? Because they don't understand yet. But I think that level of understanding is changing quickly for people to understand that it is important that you have these accommodations to help this young person be able to grow and flourish in the school system.
Yes. That makes me think of, you know, April each year is Autism Awareness Month. And I feel like we're past that at this point. I think that people are aware of autism. But it's like you said, it's more about the action. Like, what can we do for these kids? Like, understanding what they need and putting it into action. And is Stacy Givens part of that?
She sure is. She's the founder.
Okay. Stacy is one of the first people I ever met when I lived in Athens. And she is amazing. And we actually have the same birthday, which is funny. But she is amazing. And so I think that that's where we are right now. Things are different. I think people are aware. But I think we got to continue to focus on what are we doing, like, and understanding, not just be aware, but really like digging in and understanding, well, why do we have to go to the sensory room? You know, and if you understand it, then you can take more action.
Autism Acceptance and Inclusion Month.
Yes.
As we're moving into inclusion and acceptance,
yes,
as opposed to awareness, because people are certainly aware. There's a lot of young people who are affected and on the spectrum. I don't know what the number is, but I've heard some of those ads where they would talk about 1 in 60, I believe was the number. But, you know, that's relative. There are a lot of people affected by autism, more so now than years ago. And this is something that is part of our society, part of our community. And a lot of talented people are on the spectrum.
Yes.
Put it that way, that people understand that there are some amazing scientists and doctors and athletes and all these different people that otherwise would not have a chance a few years ago. And now they do.
Absolutely. That's the importance of understanding. You know, I think some people do hear autism and they think, you know, nonverbal, or, and there are those situations which those types of kids and adults also have great abilities that you have to discover as well. But there are kids and adults with autism that can do so many things. That's why you have to understand and figure out what the need is to help them reach. I'm all about reaching your, you know, full potential, whatever it is. You know, with my son, I'm not sure what that will be, but if I know what I can put in place to help him, he has a lot of talents and a lot of skills that if we, you know, include the proper accommodation or the proper strategy that will help him get to that, he can totally get to that, and he can have a job and be independent, hopefully. But we have to understand what the need is and why they need it in order for them to reach that potential.
How have you found to draw out your son's talent? So the things that you've tried, maybe get him involved in different things, is that what you've done, different activities to see what he might want to do?
Yes, I think you have to be very firm and, you know, you have to not give up. And it's really tough. I will say that, you know, if a lot of times, if it were up to him, he would just hang out at home and maybe not even come to Shell Star. You know, you look at, you would think he would be hopping up to go to the game because he's my child. But, you know, we struggle just like everybody else. But I think you have to push. You cannot be afraid to push a little bit and know when to do that and when not to do that. Because once I pushed him a little bit and he got involved in this program with my Stars, but he loves basketball. Like, I never thought, and he's never been much of a sports person, but when I created this, it was not because I wanted him to love sports. It's because I wanted him to love being a part of something and love the feeling of getting praise and, you know, having people show up to cheer for you like everybody does for your peers. So I wanted him to experience that. But through that, I learned that, hey, he really likes basketball now that he's out there getting to make a basket and the crowd is cheering, you know. And I would not have guessed that in the beginning, but that gives him confidence to try other things too. And it, while it may be a struggle, I would advise parents, you can't be afraid to push, and that's not always fun, but there are definitely times you have to do that.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Courtney Akins in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, as we talk about Shoals United Stars. What I want to do in the next segment, Courtney, is a call to action. People have heard about this effort, and maybe they want to contribute. Maybe they want to be involved, and I want to be able to share how to do that in the next segment, okay?
Okay.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with Courtney Akins with Shoals United Stars. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Of Shoals United Stars, and we've had a great conversation today as we talk about young people on the spectrum, getting them involved, finding opportunities for them. This is something that maybe you yourself have been looking for. You've been looking for opportunities for your young person. You want them to achieve great things in life, and this is another opportunity. And as we talked about in the first segment, we talked about replication and the importance of being able to replicate what we do the first time so that it can then go to other places and help other people. I'd like to welcome Courtney back to the show as we talk about a call to action for you, something that you can do to help make a difference in the life of a young person who's on the spectrum. Welcome back to the show, Courtney.
Thank you.
This is an important conversation, a great conversation. I wanted to travel over here to Muscle Shoals because it's always better to see people face-to-face as we talk about this effort, the energy that comes from it, the passion that you have for it. This is something that's very near and dear to you because of your son.
Yes.
And you want other families to also have opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so that's the foundation of Shoals United Stars.
Yes. Yes. Our goal is to, you know, provide an opportunity for students and kids and young adults with any type, not just autism, but any type of special need to have something to be a part of. And through that, you know, they learn so many life skills of how to communicate better, how to be a teammate, how to be a good teammate, how to just have social skills and so many things that you can learn from this experience. And also for our parents to have a sense of community and a place to go to. And there are just so many benefits, and not just for them, but for me, for our peer buddies, our helpers. They get just as much, if not more, out of this as the players themselves.
And we're in basketball season.
Yes.
Is Shoals United Stars in basketball season
Shoals
right now?
Shoals United Stars is about to start basketball season. We completed flag football in the fall. We have basketball typically in the spring, and then we have done softball, baseball, whatever you'd like to call it, in the summer. So those are our three main sports right now. I have 42 basketball players signed up, and 3 years ago we had 7. So and these are not kids from Muscle Shoals. There are some from Muscle Shoals, but they're from all over. We have students from Florence, Deschler, Sheffield, we've had Athens, we've had Russellville, Tharp Town, Central, Lauderdale County, Colbert County, Hackleburg. I mean, they're from all over the place. And yeah, so we will probably start our basketball practice next week. We'll practice a few times to get the kids kind of used to how the games work, and then we'll start with some of our games. We have enough kids to have multiple games. We play against each other. You know, we have our reversible uniforms, and that's how we keep up with that. But yeah, it's grown tremendously for sure.
For those who are in Athens area, Limestone County, it took me 55 minutes to travel to Muscle Shoals. And if you have people who want to help their young person, it's really not that bad of a trip if they want to be part of Shoals United Stars. And so when you think about somebody coming from Hackleburg and Hayleville, and that is a long way. You have to go past Russellville and past Hamilton to get to those areas into Winfield.
Yes.
But it's worth it. Mm-hmm. And whatever effort that we can put forth, give our kids an advantage, I think that's very important that we look at it that way and
yes.
say, is the effort that I put in going to be of value to the young person that I care for?
Yes. And we don't, you know, I try not to base everything in one area because we have so many people coming from different directions. So we've had schools reach out to us. You know, we've played ball games in different areas. They've opened up their gyms or given us their softball or their baseball field. And another goal of mine is to create experiences for these kids. Like when we went to the University of Alabama and played a game with their softball team, and their softball team and their coaches assisted us and hung out with us and gave us their time, that was an experience that those kids, and I know I'll never forget. You know, a lot of our kids and our typical peers get those experiences and those trips, and that, you know, my players may not. So that's one thing that I want to try to provide for them as much as I can. So, you know, if we're looking for people to help, if you know of a connection, or if you know, if you want to offer up this opportunity and, you know, Russellville or this opportunity in Lauderdale County or Athens, like we're open to everything, because not only do we just want to, you know, learn some sports, some skills, some life skills, we also want to provide and create cool experiences for these kids like their peers get to see and participate in all the time.
What if someone were to reach out to you, Courtney, and say, I really want my child to be involved with this, but we're not in a position to be able to financially do this for our child right now? What would be your response to them through Shoals United Stars?
Okay. Well, there is no, if as far as like cost, I mean, I know like the drive for some people would be an issue, but we don't really pay, my parents don't pay for anything. I try to keep it that way. Every once in a while I'll ask for a very small donation, but I'm so fortunate that I have so many community donors and sponsors and businesses that support us. Typically, if people know about this, they want to find a way to help. So if the financial part is a struggle, there are definitely ways around that. You know, if it's just the distance, I understand that as well. But I would encourage them to find someone they could partner with in their area and see if they can come up with a way to provide an opportunity similar. And I would be happy to help them with that. There's a will, there's a way, and there's always a way to get things done. That's just my mindset with things like this. I don't think that I'm great for doing this. I think that this is what should happen for these kids. And so if it's just a matter of where you are in your location and the lack of resources, reach out to me. And I think that there's always somebody we could find that we could get the ball rolling.
So you have business sponsors, Courtney. You have those that you've actually gone out to and said, this is what we're about.
Yes.
Would you support this effort?
Yes, absolutely. And I've been very fortunate. Those sponsors continue to support us. And that's how I purchase 40 uniforms for kids and equipment, and, you know, can take a bus, two buses full of kids and parents to Tuscaloosa. And that's how I've been able to do that. And like I said, typically if people know what this is all about, they're really willing to give and help. And I couldn't do it without them.
So again, if someone's listening outside of this area, they're too far to travel to North Alabama even, say they're in Tennessee or they're in Kentucky or Georgia, how would they get started? How can they connect with you to find out more about Shoals United Stars and how they can bring it to their community?
Okay. Well, you know, social media is how we get all things out there nowadays. And so you can find my team page. It's a public page. All you would have to do was click like on Shoals United Stars LLC. And you can message me through there. I can give you my contact information if you will send me a message there. You can look at our post. You can read about all the things that we're doing. And I would be happy to help anyone start this, something similar to this in you know, any state, any area. If you just, my advice would be to find someone, find you a support system that can, you can run your ideas by. Everybody knows somebody that can help with something. You know, we all have our different connections. And when you put those together, that can help you get started. So if you would like to talk with me, that's how you would find me on social media. And then we can take it from there.
And Courtney, we may be talking to someone right now who is in a very difficult or lonely place raising their child.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope sometimes when they look and say, well, I don't know what I can do. What is your message to those parents to get them to have that bit of push to come out and say, okay, I'm ready to step outside and let my child be involved?
Yes. I would say I get it. I have been there and I'm still there on a lot of days. Special needs parenting is isolating. It is lonely. It is incredibly difficult. It is disheartening at times. And that's also okay to feel all of those things. Allow yourself to do that, but then put your game face on. And then this helps me. I will say that too. Like, putting this organization together, you know, if anybody ever thanks me for doing that, I appreciate that, but it probably helps me as a parent and a person more than it helps any kid that plays with me. And I mean that 100%. A lot of times it's what makes me get up and go and keep moving. So I would say that, you know, step outside of your comfort zone and figure out what it is that you need to do. And then once you start doing it, you will find that that gives you a lot of joy, a lot of strength, and a lot of, hey, I can not only do this, I can do something else. But just feel the way that you feel. It's okay to feel that way because you have the right to do that. But, you know, then pick yourself up and figure out what your kid needs and don't give up. Don't let the first time you've been told no to defeat you. Just, you have to keep going, and then you'll find what it is you need to do, and that will give you what you're looking for to keep pushing forward.
Courtney Akins, founder of Shoals United Stars. Thank you for visiting with me today, sharing with our listeners about this effort. And I hope that someone out there wants to support this. They'll reach out through Facebook,
yes.
Shoals United Stars, LLC.
Yes.
They can reach out to the page, get in touch with you, just like I did, to do this show.
Absolutely.
It wasn't very hard.
Not
so
at all.
It's just taking that step. Take the step, yes. And get your young person involved. We want those parents who have special needs students, special needs young people, and also kids that are on the spectrum mm-hmm. to be able to have an avenue to be able to flourish and grow, as I said earlier, and be very successful people, very successful adults. And that is it just like for anybody, it takes a lot of different puzzle pieces put together.
Yes.
Speaking of the puzzle
yes.
pieces,
absolutely.
To help that young person move forward in life.
Yes, and I will say this too. I don't want people to hear sports and think, well, my child is not where they could play a sport, because I totally understand that. We work toward what your child can do. We work toward their ability. I divide up our games based on ability for the most part. I mean, even if your child is not interested in being out on the field or out on the court, that doesn't mean they can't be a part of what we're doing. We have events where we just play, and we have events where we, you know, we eat and we give out awards and we have fun. It's centered around sports, but not every child is able to do that, and not every child wants to do that, but they can still be a part. We find something for them to do that they do enjoy, whether it's hanging out with one of our buddies and walking up and down the court and talking, because it's all about a sense of belonging and togetherness. So if the sports is not your thing, but you're still looking for that community, we can help you with that too.
Excellent. Courtney, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, we've been coming to you from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and talking to Courtney Akins about Shoals United Stars. I hope that you'll find your way into Shoals United Stars and how you can help your young person.
Wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on The Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Happy Birthday Moon by Frank Ash. And now, here's Cora White.
One night, Bear looked up at the sky and thought, wouldn't it be nice to give the moon a birthday present? But Bear didn't know when the moon's birthday was or what to get him. So he climbed a tall tree to have a little chat with the moon. Hello, moon, he shouted. But the moon did not reply. Maybe I am too far away, thought Bear. The moon cannot hear me. So Bear paddled across the river and hiked through the forest into the mountains. Now I am much closer to the moon, thought Bear. And again he shouted, hello! This time his voice echoed off one of the other mountains. Hello! Bear got very excited. Oh boy, he thought. I'm talking to the moon. Tell me, asked Bear, when is your birthday? Tell me, when is your birthday? Replied the moon. Well, it just so happens that my birthday is tomorrow, said Bear. Well, it just so happens that my birthday is tomorrow, said the moon. What do you want for your birthday? Asked Bear. What do you want for your birthday? Asked the moon. Bear thought for a moment. Then he replied, I would like a hat. I would like a hat, the moon said. Oh, goody, thought Bear. Now I know what to get the moon for his birthday. Goodbye, said Bear. Goodbye, said the moon. When Bear got home, he dumped all the money out of his piggy bank. Then he went downtown and bought the moon a beautiful hat. That night, he put the hat up in a tree where the moon could find it. Then he waited and watched while the moon slowly crept through the branches and tried on the hat. Hooray! Yelled Bear. It fits just right. During the night, while Bear slept, the hat fell out of the tree. In the morning, Bear found the hat on his doorstep. So Moon got me a hat, too, exclaimed Bear. He tried it on, and it fit perfectly. But just then, the wind blew Bear's hat off his head. He chased after it, but it got away. That night, Bear paddled across the river and hiked through the forest to talk with the moon. For a long time, the moon would not speak to him. So Bear spoke first. Hello, he shouted. Hello, replied the moon. I lost my beautiful hat you gave me, said Bear. I lost a beautiful hat you gave me, said the moon. That's okay. I still love you, said Bear. That's okay. I still love you, said the moon. Happy birthday, said Bear. Happy birthday, said the moon. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to hear Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Courtney Akins with Shoals United Stars for joining us here on the show today to share about her special effort to help young people with different abilities. I hope you will check out Shoals United Stars and support their effort. We also appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. Today.
these are my kind of people.